whole positive thinking, positive attitude thing, well, it's been around for a while. You go through a tough patch and people tell you to adopt a positive attitude. What do you think? I'll tell you one thing though. Negative thoughts, well, they can absolutely rob us of life itself. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and it's great to be back with you again. Today, we're going to be taking yet another look at your faith from a different perspective. And please do stay tuned because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you to live out the only sort of faith that Jesus ever spoke about, the sort that's more than capable of moving mountains. I'm so excited today, truly I am. As I sit here in the studio, I have this sense that there's so much to share today. In fact, what's bursting out of my heart is that I want to share with you just a handful of the most powerful things that I have ever learned about having the sort of faith that moves mountains. We spoke the other day about the world's template of success, the notion that if we would just have positive thoughts, we can have positive outcomes in every aspect of our lives. We can do anything and achieve anything if only we'll get a positive mindset. It's a seductive idea. It's one that we love to pull up next to. In fact, so popular is this notion that a whole school of positive thinking has grown up over recent years. But it doesn't matter how positively we think, there are going to be things that we can't overcome. It doesn't matter how positively I think about my life. One day, one way or another, this mortal body will give up its spirit. And so, many a Christian will reject the notion of thinking positively because it's been so intrinsically linked to the world's template of success. Yet God's word is very clear that what we do with our mind actually matters. Instead of allowing ourselves to be squeezed into the world's mold, we need to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. What we do with our mind really matters. That's what today and tomorrow on the program are all about. Now, let me say this. You may have heard me talk about these things before, and if you have, you have a couple of choices. You can say to yourself, I don't need this. I've heard it before. Or you can just take it in again and let it sink in even deeper into your heart. And today I want to share with you that our thoughts can destroy us. The flip side of that is that if we learn how to think fresh, new ideas, ideas that come from God Himself, that in turn can set us free. Now, I'm naturally a positive person. I just am. Probably my training at the Australian Army Officer Academy, the Royal Military College Duntroon, it helped. But the way that I'm wired inside means that I see the glass as being half full and not half empty. And I guess it's a great help, too, that much of my work involves me in studying and preaching God's word. I'm constantly listening to Him and hearing from Him. It's one of the reasons I love doing what I do. Every now and then, though, I get to feeling a bit down or a bit lost, normally when I'm tired and I have a lot going on in my life. But that's generally only a now and then sort of thing. Now, one day, I decided to take notice of my thoughts, a stock take, if you will, of the way in which I use my mind. I was absolutely gobsmacked at the number of negative thoughts that I allow to float through my mind. I mean, really shocked, because I'd always seen myself as Mr. Positive. In fact, those who know me well would tell you that as well. Here's how it happens. We race around, we're doing all the things in life we've got to do, getting the kids off to school, getting ready for work, going on that long commute, the pressures at work, go, 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 go. And it intrudes on our schedule. And there are delays, or this person says something that annoys us or hurts us or alienates us, and that's before the guy in the car in front of us changes lanes without using his indicator. And so we honk our horn and we think bad thoughts. How could that guy do that? Oh, no, I'm running late. Oh, I forgot to put that apple in Johnny's school bag. Oh, that idiot. How could he come up with that? And her, well, she's absolutely got no idea what she's doing. Who do they think they are? Let me ask you something. Do any of those sound even vaguely familiar? And they're just the tip of the iceberg, aren't they? I'm sure if we thought about it, we could add a whole bunch more. The salesman sitting there, staring at the phone, afraid to pick it up and make the appointment. Oh, they're never going to buy from me. The wife who looks at her busy husband and thinks to herself, he's never, ever going to understand me. In fact, it doesn't matter who we are, where we live, what walk of life we're in, these negative thoughts creep in and then we begin to verbalize them. We start speaking them out to ourselves and to others, and before you know it, we're wandering around through life with a stinking attitude that is going to rob us of the blessings that God had planned for today, for tomorrow, and for the next day. It's exactly what Jesus taught. Matthew chapter 15, verses 17 to 20. Do you not see that whatever goes into your mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart come evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hands, that doesn't defile you. To these thoughts and these words, the negativity, they begin to shape our reality. They shape how we see the world. And that shaping in turn defines our attitudes, the attitudes with which we live our lives. And our attitudes are like the lenses that we see the world through. That's why some people they're mean-spirited. You know mean-spirited people. Some are nasty and glum and negative. The pathetic character Gollum in The Lord of the Rings, if you've read the books or seen the movies, Gollum is a caricature of such a person. Gollum clung on to the one ring that ruled them all for so long. But at the end, it destroyed him. And we're prone to do exactly the same thing. We want to hang on to the bad things, even though we know they're bad, and let them destroy us. The problem with all of this is that these negative thoughts, they're insidious. They creep up on us, like they cloud our vision. A few years ago, I was fiddling with my glasses over lunch at a friend's place, and my glasses snapped in two. I was really annoyed because this was going to cost me some serious money. So I visited the optometrist to have my vision tested and get a new pair. And one of the tests that they run routinely is to check the eye pressure to test for glaucoma. Now, this was a routine test, and I was diagnosed with that very disease. It's insidious because there are no discernible symptoms. The pressure in the eyeball remains high and slowly damages the optic nerve at the back of the eye. So over a few years, it can send you blind. By the time they notice there's something wrong, you've lost much of your sight, and the damage can't be reversed. Fortunately for me, I was diagnosed very early, and with just routine treatment, my eyesight's going to be fine for many years to come. See, this is exactly what happens to us when we allow negative thoughts to rule our lives. Our view of the world becomes clouded and distorted, and we don't even know it. Have a listen again to what Jesus said. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is unhealthy, your body will be full of darkness. If the light in you is darkness, how great then is that darkness? Matthew chapter 6. If our vision is clear, then the light can get in. But if not, if it's clouded with all these negative thoughts and perception and behavior, we end up in darkness. It robs us of the light. But it's the very last bit of what Jesus said that's so damning. If then the light inside you is darkness, how great is that darkness? In other words, if what's going on in you is darkness, but you think that it's still light, boy, you are in some serious trouble. It strikes right at the heart of this issue. We go on through life thinking that somehow we're right. It's everyone else that's got the problem. The negative thoughts cloud our vision, and our darkness is as light to us. In other words, we're kidding ourselves. And so we live our lives in darkness, never realizing there is such a better way of living. Isn't that scary? The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of His Word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.